I am talking to you, front of the fireplace, in the main living room of the Castalia Foundation. I am not speaking to you from a room of the 20th century. I am surrounded by objects and furnishings which would be more at home to a person from more ancient centuries, or perhaps from Oriental countries of the present time. The room is lit by candlelight. There are no chairs or tables, but colored mattresses, cushions. On the walls there are tapestries of faraway events and places. As I look out the window, I see lawns, fountains, a meditation house shrouded by pine trees, and behind it, a meditation garden. This is the home of the Castalia Foundation, a center for research on the scientific and religious implications of consciousness-expanding drugs. This is a serene and beautiful place inhabited by serene and serious-minded people who are dedicating their lives and their energies to expanding their consciousness and harmonizing with the energies inside and outside of their bodies. The situation here is not completely serene at the moment because this quiet island is under siege. For the last few days, the last few weeks, the last few months, this peaceful surrounding has been surrounded by government agents, wiretappers, anxious and angry politicians. Why should this be? The reason for this siege of serenity is because I've gotten myself in trouble. I'm in trouble because I know too much. A few years ago, quite by accident, perhaps, I stumbled on the Philosopher's Stone. I had the veil of illusion pulled back and was confronted by the many levels of energy, the many realms of consciousness which are available to man. I opened the Pandora box of multiple reality. Now, these are poetic metaphors for describing an ancient experience. I could just as well use more modern and scientific metaphors to describe how I got into trouble. I could say that by using psychedelic drugs, I became tuned in on the network of neurological signals and cellular wisdoms that radiate hundreds of millions per second within my body. In the last 6 years, I have taken the voyage out of my mind into my head, into my cells, over 300 times. Each time I have made this voyage, I have tried to communicate it to fellow voyagers and to my fellow men. Partly as the result of our experiences, at the present time, over 1 million Americans have had the experience of going beyond their mind into the eerie, shifting, pulsating world of energy systems within their own body. In addition to the million Americans who have taken psychedelic drugs such as LSD, there are hundreds of millions of other people who have heard this news. Hundreds of millions of people in this country, in South America and Europe, who have been disturbed, fascinated, confused, irritated by the rumors about psychedelic drugs, their promise, their challenge, their perils.